ancestors are here. All the gods, all the people that came before us. And this music, we call them inside this building and this place to bless our lives. And we say, no, God, in you trust.
Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. The uplifting spirit of Black Roots music will ripple through two weekends this July as part of Bard's Summerscape. Conceived as a platform to create a healing space for a troupe of predominantly BIPOC artists to develop a series of new concerts in collaboration and fellowship with one another, Black Roots Summer will convene a group of over 20 vocalists, musicians, dancers, and creative artists for a two-week residency resulting in three original concerts. Black Roots Summer is presented as part of Summerscape in association with Electric Root. The events are curated by producer Jonah Gasparo and curator and musician Michael Mowenso, who joins us now. Welcome to the Roundtable. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much. Lovely to meet you, Sarah.
It's great to meet you, too. Tell me about how this collaboration with Bard Summerscape came about.
Well, it's really amazing. It really developed and evolved in a certain way from we were supposed to play there in the pandemic, of course, and when happened in that period, it got canceled. But what me and my creative partner, Jonah Gasparo, kind of accelerated what we were doing. We've always been about Black music, always been about putting it in the world. And then, you know, when the racial reckoning happened, we realized there was even more of a need for us to find a way to bring people to experience Black music better. So I approached Bard and said, you know, let's connect. Caleb Hammonds was so beautiful, who does a lot of great work there. He said yes, and we had a wonderful connection. But really what happened first was that we actually had the ability to first develop some healing there first. We went there in the summer virtually with two incredible theatrical directors, Black women, who actually are going to be guiding also for arc of these shows. We actually were able to connect with the staff at Bard and actually do some artist-led anti-racism workshops, which allowed us as musicians and artists, as well as Sharifa Ali and Camila Long, who would be involved with Black Roots Summer, it allowed us to facilitate a sort of healing to take place before this venture and this experience came in. So we, with their staff for a whole week, we spoke about programming, curatorial initiatives to kind of bring more Black people, more experiences to the music. And then we said, what else can we do? And then this beautiful situation happened where Bard itself was always trying to figure out how to create some sort of festival. And then we were like, okay, let's take it to another level. Let's create some sort of artist residency festival, creative, immersive kind of experience over 2 weeks where we create these shows based in Blackness, based in Black music, and we're able to kind of create a unique space up there. So that's how it happened.
It sounds like it's going to be absolutely amazing, and that it has already been amazing for you and the other artists involved.
Very much so. The year has been so, this last year has been so much change, so much transition, so much healing has taken place, but it has allowed me and my creative partner to really push forward and kind of confront and create more opportunity for us to actually deal with the healing that needs to take place. So, yeah.
Before we talk about the concerts that you will be putting on, tell me about your band and how long you've been together and when you started creating music.
Well, I was born in Sierra Leone and then was raised predominantly in London from the age of 10 years old. My mother got married and met this beautiful English man, and we came to London when I was 10. Sadly, he died in a car crash that my mother was driving that I was in. And that changed life. And sadly, about a year and a bit after that, my mother was deported back to Nigeria. I was very lucky that then this incredible man called Thomas Blofeld came into my life. He was my mother's first landlord many years previously in England. He took it upon himself to look after me. And in that time, he really used the time to also heal me through that trauma, through being able to get closer to Black music. So I was able at 11, 12 years old to see James Brown, to see Ray Charles, to see B.B. King, giants of Black music, and to also meet some of them. I was developing as a musician at that age too, was able to develop as a trombonist, as a musician, 13, 14 years old. was very lucky to meet the great Wynton Marsalis when I was 16, 17, 18 years old. And that relationship then brought me to come to Jazz at Lincoln Center many years later. And coming to Jazz at Lincoln Center gave me the ability to really engage with so many incredible musicians. And that's how the band Wet Sona Shakes really developed. And out of that came this unique way that I feel, I like to say, we play the reflection of Black music. So you will hear jazz, you will hear blues, you will hear soul music. If you love James Brown, come. If you love Duke Ellington, come. If you love LaBelle, come. If you love B.B. King, come. So we're trying to create a unique world Afrofuturistically of placing people within an experience that they hear all of those parts of Black music that we love.
And we do love it. I mean, it's anybody who doesn't is absolutely ridiculous and no taste at all, right?
we got to figure that out.
Yeah. Tell me about the concerts that you're developing for Black Roots Summer.
This is amazing. You know, over those 2 weeks, and we go straight into really creating and developing these shows. The first show will be actually a show, my own original music. Again, if you love jazz, if you love soul music, if you love blues music, that's the show to come to. But also with an addition of dancers, and also with the addition of Sharifa Ali and Kamina Long, these two incredible women I spoke about before, guiding and kind of adding a theatrical element to how the show will be presented. Then we're going to deal with number two, the second show, which will be The Sound of Music. We're going to funkify The Sound of Music, as I like to say. So all of that music you love, you're going to hear it, all those great songs, but you're going to hear it in the vein of funk, in the vein of soul, in the vein of jazz music. And then thirdly, the other show we're going to do, we're going to take an honoring of placing an incredible ancestor, her name being Mary Lou Williams, who was an incredible musician of great degree and range. And we're going to do a show dealing with her music and putting it, taking it inside out, and kind of also bringing it to the future in a certain way.
Mary Lou Wilson, of course, a founding mother of jazz, but who was riding right along the founding fathers of jazz, like back in the day.
She had to go through a lot.
Yeah. Why was telling her story part of what you wanted to include this summer?
Well, for me and Jono, my creative partner, part of our mission of our company called Electric Root is to not only raise the experience of how we engage with Black music, but to also take ancestors and place them so people can actually connect with them deeper. So Mary Lou Williams is someone that you may not always read about, you may not always hear about, because she was a woman, a Black woman, and she had to go through a lot. So it's for us to raise a Black woman, raise a woman up, and put her to the front and center, and to see that as a mission of us every time that we deal with putting on creative shows like this, we use that opportunity to raise a woman and put her into the center.
And let's talk a little bit about the Sound of Music concert before we wrap up here. How did you guys choose this story, this musical, this old musical to be funkified and grooved up for your concerts?
Well, it's always the deal of Afrofuturism. How do we place things that we have not been able to see through the lens of Blackness and do that? So for us, with Electric Root, our company, is to take predominantly white things and recraft them and reshape them, just like maybe you would have seen The Wiz. The Wiz, though, was original music. We're going to take the songs that we all love and know and funkify them. But the Sound of Music has been in my spirit and mind since I was 8 years old, and the same as my mother, who saw it in Nigeria. It's a musical that has gone through the time and really been impactful, and also gives us the ability to take something that everyone knows and everyone can remember and understand, and to make that even newer.
It sounds like it's going to be absolutely fantastic performances and such a wonderful experience for everybody. It has been a real pleasure to speak with you and meet you, and I hope I get to talk to you again sometime.
Thank you so much, sir. So wonderful to talk to you too. I hope you come.
Bard Summerscape presents the Black Roots Summer Concert Series in association with Electric Root on weekends, July 23rd through 31st. For date, time, and ticket information, visit fishercenter.bard.edu. That link will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.